Welcome to Sports Medicine Weekly. We will be diving into the details of this article to help you optimize your performance, general health, and remain injury-free. Table of Contents. Introduction. Why the hourly rate limits? You matching intake to duration. Training your gut. A 4-week fueling progression. What to look for in a drink key takeaway. Frequently asked questions. Introduction. Quick answer. For efforts lasting 1 to 2 hours, most endurance athletes perform best on 30 to 60 grams of carbohydrate per hour. Past 2.5 hours, 60 to 90 grams per hour improves performance, but only when the drink or gel combines more than one type of sugar. The limit isn't appetite, it's intestinal absorption. Why the hourly rate limits you? Endurance performance in events longer than about 90 minutes depends on carbohydrate availability. Muscle glycogen stores are finite. Once they run low, pace falls and perceived effort climbs. Carbohydrate taken in during exercise delays that point, but only at the rate the gut can actually absorb it. Swallowing more than that rate doesn't add usable energy. Glucose crosses the intestinal wall through a transport protein called SGLT1, which saturates at roughly 60 grams per hour. Additional glucose past that point stays in the gut, draws in water, and causes distress. Fructose uses a separate transporter, GLUT5. Combining glucose and fructose in one drink raises total carbohydrate oxidation from about 1 gram per minute to roughly 1.3 grams per minute. And more recent work suggests well-trained athletes can tolerate up to 120 grams per hour in very long events. This is why the carbohydrate blend matters as much as the dose. Matching intake to duration. Under 45 minutes, no intake needed. A carbohydrate mouth rinse may still help. 45 to 75 minutes, small amounts or a mouth rinse. 1 to 2 hours, 30 to 60 grams per hour. 2 to 3 hours, about 60 grams per hour. Beyond 2.5 hours, up to 90 grams per hour from glucose and fructose combined. These ranges come from the current joint position stand on nutrition and athletic performance from the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, Dietitians of Canada, and the American College of Sports Medicine. Training your gut, a 4-week fueling progression. Absorption capacity isn't fixed. Repeated exposure to carbohydrate during training increases intestinal transporter expression and reduces symptoms within 2 to 4 weeks. That matters because gastrointestinal distress is one of the most common reasons athletes stop fueling mid-race. Athletes who only practice fueling on race day are asking an untrained system to perform at its ceiling. Week 1, 30 grams per hour during one long session. Week 2, raise to 45 grams per hour. Week 3, reach 60 grams per hour, split into smaller doses every 15 minutes. Week 4, rehearse the full race target at race intensity. Use the exact drink and food plan for competition. Intensity matters. Absorption at an easy pace does not predict absorption at threshold. What to look for in a drink? Two variables decide whether a drink works: the type of carbohydrate and the concentration. Multiple carbohydrate sources beat a single source at higher intake rates. A concentration near 6 to 8% empties from the stomach efficiently. Thicker solutions slow gastric emptying and raise the risk of symptoms. Whether the carbohydrate comes from formulated powders or natural sources, the transporter limits are identical. Read the label for the sugars present, not just the total grams, since the blend determines how much you can actually use. Key takeaway: carbohydrate intake during endurance exercise is a math problem, not a willpower problem. Match the hourly dose to event duration. Use a multi-sugar blend once you're past 60 grams per hour, and train the gut the same way you'd train any other system, with progressive, specific exposure well before race day. Frequently asked questions. Can I train my gut to handle 90 grams per hour? Most athletes can over several weeks of progressive exposure during training. Start at 30 grams per hour and add roughly 15 grams per week. Does the carbohydrate need to be liquid? No. Gels, chews, and solid food produce comparable oxidation rates when fluid intake is adequate. Choose the format tolerated at race intensity. Is a single sugar drink ever enough? Yes, for sessions under 2 hours where intake stays at or below 60 grams per hour, Above that rate, a single sugar wastes what you swallow. Thank you for listening to this article. We hope that it helps you to stay active and informed. For a full library of our audio articles, designed to keep your health and performance at their peak, please visit sportsmedicineweekly.com/audio. We look forward to seeing you here for our next update.